We start with the lurching news over the weekend. Global economic sanctions against Iran lifted as that deal to curb the country's nuclear program was implemented. At the same time, on a different track, and seeming like a very busy train station, diplomacy led to the release of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian and four other American prisoners in Iran in exchange for the release of seven Iranians who'd been imprisoned in the U.S. for violating those sanctions, which are now lifted. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst with the Security Studies program at MIT. Jim, we saw you on CNN all weekend, so you had a very busy weekend. As you digest this, though, what are your thoughts today?
Well, I think it's a big moment for U.S. foreign policy and for the region, and it's a big victory for the nonproliferation regime. One of the countries that we most feared might go down the path and become a nuclear weapon state, well, we have now an agreement that takes that off the table for at least a decade, probably closer to 15 years, perhaps even longer. And it's a big success for diplomacy. People don't like diplomacy. You have to talk to people you don't like. It's hard. It takes a long time, but it solves problems.
Well, we back up and talk about the security, because as you well know, there are many, including Republican presidential candidates, saying, nope, there's no proof they're going to start right back up. What exactly did Iran do?
Yeah, it's important to realize that this agreement is not only is it the strongest multilateral nonproliferation agreement, in my view, ever negotiated, it's unlike most agreements. Most agreements are reciprocal. You do something, I do something, back and forth we go a little at a time. That is not this. Iran essentially did everything we wanted it to do up front. All the restrictions on nuclear, dismantling centrifuges, shipping out low-enriched uranium, agreeing to an invasive inspection, had to do it all before a single sanction was lifted. So the thing's in place. It's running.
Well, and they didn't just disable their nuclear facility. They poured concrete in it.
Yeah, into that plutonium reactor. So the plutonium path to the bomb, that's really out. Now, of course, they do maintain. They had 19,000 centrifuges. They're down to 5,000, which will enrich uranium. But this is the first time, Robin, in roughly 10 years, that Iran has not had enough nuclear material on its own soil to build a nuclear weapon if it had been further enriched.
Are you at all nervous about, as part of the implementation, in fact, I think the day before the inspectors decided it was final on Saturday, that used material that can be used to make a bomb was sent on a ship to Russia?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't.
Because of the world nuclear markets, Russia is a destination for shipping uranium, and it's happened in the past. They'll take that uranium, they'll fashion it into fuel plates or water it down or do any number of things with it. But that's you got to send it somewhere, and Russia, Kazakhstan, these are the countries that tend to take those shipments.
And what about the separate track negotiations? And by the way, do you believe they were truly separate track, the negotiations for the release of the hostages or the prisoners?
Yeah, I do. And it follows form from what I've read in presidential archives about past crises and negotiations. I think it was very important to both the U.S. and Iran that this negotiation focus exclusively on nuclear when all the parties were around the table. Because the moment you open the door to issue one, then issue 5, 7, 12 starts to pile on and it becomes impossible. So, but sitting at the table, that doesn't mean folks can't get up, leave the room, go to another room and quietly chat. And there was this parallel track with a U.S. diplomat who was meeting elsewhere in the world in other capitals.
Because in listening around to some of the talk, the chatter about this, I am hearing people confusing the two, thinking that the prisoner release was why they got the sanctions dropped. They had nothing to do with each other.
They did and they didn't. They were I would say they're related in this way. Had we not had the nuclear negotiations, had we not had face-to-face direct communication for the first time in 30 years, then we wouldn't be at a place where we could have a conversation about a prisoner release. It was a necessary but not sufficient condition. Absent those nuclear talks and absent that progress in the relationship, we would not have had really this opportunity to have a separate conversation.
And very, very briefly, then the other criticism is that we should never have allowed seven Iranians to be released for five Americans. Your thoughts?
Well, this happens all the time. The Israelis released over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners to get one Israeli soldier. A lot of those folks had committed violence. None of the folks we released did anything violent. They violated export-import laws,
yeah,
but I don't have a problem with it.
They bought and sold things under sanctions that are now lifted.
Exactly.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst for Here Now and MIT. Thank you.
Happy MLK Day.
You too.